All right, Marnie and Rob, you'll notice the NYPD keeping an eye on New York City's Chinatown tonight. They tell us they believe the number of Asian American hate crimes is quite a bit underreported, but local activists tell us that there have been at least 12 to 15 on the year to date, three of them just yesterday. One of the New York victims on her way to an anti-hate rally when police say this man grabbed her sign and punched her twice in the face.
China.
The same day in Los Angeles, a motorist yells an anti-Asian slur driving through a group also protesting hate.
What we're seeing across this country is just awful.
The deadly shootings in Atlanta that left six Asian women dead shone a spotlight on bias crimes. They've been rising across the country. One victim speaking to News Nation's San Francisco affiliate about an unprovoked attack a week ago today.
He beat me so bad that on the first and second day, I cannot see anything.
Danny Yusheng was beaten unconscious, but nothing was taken. New data showing that in the year of the pandemic, there were nearly 3,800 incidents of Asian hate nationwide, a big increase from the year before, with the vast majority, 42%, targeting people of Chinese descent. Some experts arguing anti-Asian sentiment has been made mainstream.
Coronavirus, right? Kung flu?
Police in New York started an Asian hate crime task force in 2020 amid increasing attacks as the pandemic reached the U.S. Now, departments across the country are rolling out their own initiatives, like specific data portals for reporting acts of hate.
Because I think that's what's missing is some people don't feel comfortable, and so they're not reporting this information.
And since the Atlanta shootings, there's been a wave of protests right across the country denouncing the anti-Asian violence that surged since the onset of the COVID pandemic. People within the Asian American community here telling us that with each new attack, they feel even more vulnerable. Live in New York, Tom Negevin, News Nation.